this is Allison Stanfield, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I want to remind you that the ArtBizCoach.com blast-off class starts in just a few short weeks. Sign up at ArtBizCoach.com/classes and get a boost for your art career. You know, I'm pretty serious with this podcast, and today I'm going to get really serious. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to, hopefully, if you need it, shake you up a little bit. And not everyone's going to need this, but I got to say it. Here goes. Without your art, you have nothing to market, and there'd be no need for you to even listen to this podcast. Without your art, you wouldn't be an artist. You'd just have an interesting hobby. Without your art, your gifts to the world would be fewer and far less original. So get back into your studio and make art. You know, every week I give you an art marketing action to try or to tweak. What I don't say in each podcast is that your art must be your priority. I'm here to give you ideas for promoting and selling the art. It's your job to put your art first, before the marketing. In his excellent book, which I highly recommend, Lynchpin, author Seth Godin defines artists broadly. He says artists are people who act on their big ideas and change the world. For this, he says, you must focus on what he calls the work. He says, your work is to create art that changes things, to expose your insight and humanity in such a way that you're truly indispensable. That's really powerful. The work, he convinces us in the book, is about making a difference. Your work, you artists who are listening to this, is in the studio. Sending out newsletters and email blasts about your art is necessary, but it isn't your genius. Don't ever lose sight of the reason behind your marketing. Final word, get back into the studio and make art. Make lots and lots of art. Make lots and lots of mistakes. Learn from the process, and then share your gifts with the rest of us. We're here waiting for them. If you find a regular studio schedule difficult to maintain, please take a look at my blast-off class. It's just around the corner. It's all online, all at your convenience, and you can find out more at artbizcoach.com/blastoff.html. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.